Hey everyone, Madison Lane here, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. So, ever feel like your brain's a runaway train? Thoughts zooming, anxiety's flaring, and you're just clinging on for dear life? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that's constantly demanding our attention, pushing us toward instant gratification. It's easy to lose ourselves in the chaos. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon, a superpower, that can help you tame that mental whirlwind and build a fortress of inner peace? That secret weapon is self-discipline. Self-discipline isn't just about being able to resist that extra slice of pizza or finally cleaning out your closet. It's the bedrock of mental well-being. Think about it, self-discipline is the ability to make choices that align with your long-term goals, even when immediate gratification calls. It's about training your mind to focus, to prioritize, and to resist those tempting distractions that keep us stuck in a cycle of stress and overwhelm. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Self-discipline, that sounds like a marathon, not a sprint. But trust me, it doesn't have to be this daunting mountain to climb. It's about building small, sustainable habits that compound over time. It's about mastering your inner world one mindful choice at a time. So let's break down 5 key takeaways to supercharge your self-discipline and boost your mental health. 1. Start small, dream big. Don't try to overhaul your entire life in a day. Begin with tiny changes. Maybe it's waking up 15 minutes earlier for meditation or committing to just 30 minutes of focused work each day without distractions. These small wins build momentum and create a sense of accomplishment that fuels your motivation. 2. Identify your triggers. We all have those sneaky little things that derail our best intentions, that endless scroll through social media, the urge to check emails every 5 seconds, or maybe even that sugary afternoon snack that calls your name. Recognizing these triggers is the first step in breaking free from their grip. 3. Craft your intentions. Think about what truly matters to you. What kind of life do you want to build? What values guide your decisions? When you have a clear vision, it becomes easier to say no to distractions and align your actions with your goals. Remember, every choice you make is an opportunity to move closer to the ideal version of yourself. 4. Practice mindfulness. This isn't just about meditating on a cushion, though that's awesome too. Mindfulness is about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your thoughts and feelings as they arise, don't get swept away by them. This awareness helps you make conscious choices instead of reacting impulsively. 5. Celebrate your wins. You deserve to be proud of yourself. Every time you stick to your goals, no matter how small, celebrate that victory. Treat yourself to something you enjoy, acknowledge your progress, and remind yourself that you're capable of achieving amazing things. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine you have a big deadline at work, but you also know you need to exercise to manage stress and stay energized. Now, you could easily succumb to the temptation of binge-watching your favorite show instead of hitting the gym. But if you've cultivated self-discipline, you'll remember your intention to prioritize both your mental and physical well-being. You might say to yourself, I know this project is important, but I also know that moving my body will help me focus and be more productive in the long run. So, even if it takes some effort, you schedule a quick workout before tackling those work emails. D. Self-discipline isn't about denying yourself pleasure. It's about making choices that align with your values and lead to greater fulfillment. Remember, building self-discipline is a journey, not a destination. There will be setbacks along the way, but don't let them derail you. Every time you stumble, get back up, dust yourself off, and recommit to your goals. You've got this. So, what are you going to do today to strengthen that stoic core? Start small, choose one habit to focus on, and remember to celebrate every victory along the way. Don't forget to share your experiences with me, tag me on social media, or leave a comment below. And if you found this episode helpful, please subscribe and tell a friend. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep building that unbreakable core.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.